And thank you very much, Richard. Very special guests in studio today. We have Cameron Ware, 20-year-old with the Dryden GM Ice Dogs, and Mike Switzen, the team president. Guys, we're one day away from opening day. Thanks a lot for joining us. Well, let's get to the big news first, an announcement that really no one knows about yet.
So, we wanted to use this opportunity to make our announcement for our leadership team this winter. The first person on that team is going to be Cam, and Mike Norino made him this figurine over the summer, and we got him to add something to the jersey so we can see what the announcement is.
Thank you, Cam's
going to be the captain this year, and our 20th captain.
All right, Cam, talk about the honor.
Well, of course, I'm really honored to become the captain of the Ice Dogs this year. I've never been a captain before of any team, and I wouldn't want to be a captain of any other team. I really loved it here last year, and I think we have a great group of guys coming back, and I think we have a really good shot of going really far this season, so hopefully I can get the guys to kind of rally around and do their thing, but I'm not really worried about performing this year because I have faith in the guys that we'll have a great year.
Well, I'll tell you what, in camp, we were in the room, and my coach, who hadn't had a lot to do with Cam in the past, a guy who around the team, I'm not going to say who it was, but came into the room and said, hey, that Ware guy's got leadership written all over him, eh? He sounds and looks like a captain, is what he said verbatim, and that was reassuring to the rest of us who had him pegged as our captain, so that's what guys see in you, Cam.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, and that's what we think we see in him as well.
And we'll get to Cam Ware in just a bit about the upcoming season, but Mike, as we said, opening day tomorrow, and it's a big one.
It is a big one, Mike, and I, you know what? We've had a lot of big games over the years, but I think I'm more excited about this one than any that I ever have been involved in, and that includes the Dudley, and that includes playoffs. It's just that it's been so much effort to try and keep it moving between March of 2020 when we shut it down, and you know, last year the shortened season, and now this year we look like we have some off-ramp to an actual season. And, you know, I'm able to judge the community engagement and the team just based on my day-to-day life, how much people want to come up to me and talk about the team or how much it's on their minds, and I'm feeling that this year. I don't know about you, if you see that too, but I think there's a big buy-in from the community, and I'm looking forward to the opportunity to put on our first big event in Dryden since March of 2020, right? And we want to show people that we can safely gather again as a community. It's been too long, and it's time. And we got the team to do it, and we have the volunteer staff that's put in the time and effort. I'm hopeful to see a great crowd on Friday night.
Yeah, Cameron, what does it mean to be back on the ice finally?
Well, it's been a long time. It was nice to have like the few games last year, but to get a full season, hopefully this year, it was going to be huge. Like, I feel like I haven't had a actual meaningful full season in so long. I'm just excited to kind of show everybody what I got. Obviously, it's a big year for me as I'm 20 years old now, and I hopefully keep on going after this season with hockey. But I'm just happy to be here, and I'm happy to try to give everything I got for the Ice Dogs, and hopefully bring a championship home this year. Like, I've never actually been on a winning team before, so it's definitely a different feeling to have that confidence going into the season. Well, even from minor hockey, I've always been on a very mediocre team. My hometown just wasn't really at the same level as everybody else, but I'm actually super excited to finally have the opportunity to kind of push for the first place team, and hopefully, well, more than that, when we go to the Dudley and hopefully the RBC, the Royal Bank Cup.
Does it help that you have so many returning? I know it wasn't a full season last year, but does it help that you have so many returning players back?
Definitely. Like, our team's definitely kind of had a lot of chemistry already. We have the guys, like, a few guys have already been golfing around the community, and we hanging out a lot, and knowing the guys that we're playing with when we're on practice, we're already connecting. There's already guys with our lines that we're going through, and it just is feeling very, like, comfortable. Everybody wants to be here. Everybody loves it here, and everybody just wants to play. That's the biggest thing. Is this Friday when we get our home opener, everybody just wants to be out there. We have a lot of energy, and I believe we're going to win for sure.
It's Dryden GM Ice Dogs and the Fort Francis Lakers tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Memorial Arena. Mike, obviously the Ice Dogs probably leader in the league and maybe all of Canada about honoring community members and recognizing community members. There'll be a special presentation, special honor before the game tomorrow.
Yeah, so we as the season kind of wound down on us, and we participated in these vaccination clinics at the arena. Somebody pointed out to me, and I wish I could remember who because they deserve the credit, but somebody pointed out to me that it won't be lost on people on opening night that Rink 2 was used as a vaccine clinic all summer long, and that kind of paved the way for us to be able to get back on the ice, and the ease we had in our community to get vaccinated, and the volunteer effort it took. Like, if you went to those clinics, you saw that what was going on there. It was super efficient, of course, led by the Northwestern Health Unit and Dr. Kit Young-Hoon. The efforts of the volunteer base to get this community vaccinated and get us on the pathway back to normal need recognition. So that our guest of honor on Friday night is going to be Dr. Kit Young-Hoon. She's going to address the crowd with me before the game, and she's going to drop the puck for us. As well, we're hosting a large amount of those volunteers that are going to be sitting in the stands and watching the game, and they'll be our guests that night as well. It's our connection to the community is the most important thing that this team has at the grassroots level, and we try to make a point of that. You know, it's engaging for the volunteer base, and you can look at the amount of people that we have working for the team, and that's the proof's in the pudding. We have a valuable role in the community, and people like to be a part of it, and that just makes my job easier.
All right, Tom, Mike Swenson and Cameron Ware getting ready for tomorrow's big game. Thanks a lot for joining us, guys.
Thank you, Michael.